Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. China's two largest game streaming companies, Huya and Douyu, announced plans to merge. CEOs of both companies will become co-CEOs post-merger. The deal was initiated by Tencent, who will sell its Penguin Esports live streaming business to the newly merged company for $500 million after the deal closes. If approved by regulators, the deal is expected to close in the first half of 2021, with the company having over 300 million monthly active users and up to 80% of the Chinese market. Amazon's Relentless Studios announced that its free-to-play multiplayer game Crucible is officially being canceled. The game was Amazon's first major original title and released on May 20th, but stopped accepting new players to return to a private beta on June 30th, 2020. The game will be playable until November 9th. In-game purchases have been disabled, and players can request a full refund for any purchases already made. The development team will shift to focus on Amazon's MMO, New World. Facebook Messenger is adding a slew of new features it announced in September, including support for chat themes, custom reactions, selfie stickers, and vanish mode, as well as the ability for Instagram users to communicate with people on Facebook for the first time. Instagram users had to opt in to the upgraded new feature set in order to get cross-platform communication access, but Messenger users will get cross-app communication with Instagram automatically and will be rolled out soon to users across North America, with other regions to follow. Apple announced four new iPhones, all featuring the new A14 Bionic chip and 5G internet capability. US models will support both sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave 5G service. They also have stronger glass called Ceramic Shield. The iPhone 12 has an OLED screen starting at $799, and the iPhone mini has a smaller 5.4-inch screen starting at $699. The iPhone Pro adds a more powerful camera and LiDAR sensor with a 6.1-inch screen for $999. The iPhone Pro Max has a 6.7-inch screen and a few extra camera features for $1,099 and up. The iPhone 12 and iPhone Pro are currently available for pre-order and ship October 23rd. The iPhone Pro Max and iPhone Mini go up for sale November 6th, shipping November 13th. Microsoft's algorithms can caption images with better accuracy than humans, topping the NoCaps captioning benchmark. The captioning model will be available through Azure Cognitive Services for any developer to use, as well as in Seeing AI, Microsoft's app for blind and visually impaired users. It will come to Microsoft Office apps later this year. Facebook temporarily reduced the reach of a story from the New York Post about former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter that sources email and video from a laptop said to have belonged to Hunter Biden. Journalists outside the New York Post have questioned whether the information is framed accurately, whether the computer was owned by Hunter Biden, and whether the information is from a reputable source. Facebook will work with its fact checkers to make a final decision on the story. Meanwhile, Twitter announced that it was blocking links to and images to the stories in line with its policy on hacked materials. The company said the piece also violated its personal information policy as it included personal and private information like phone numbers and email addresses. Twitter introduced its hacked materials policy back in 2018. However, it then subsequently announced a change to that policy and how the platform will enforce it going forward. The new policy will see Twitter only remove content if hacked material is posted by the attacker or those acting in concert with them, with all other content labeled by Twitter to provide additional context rather than just blocking the links. Google announced that it will migrate all existing Google Hangouts users to Google Chat next year. The company will also make Chat a free service rather than bundling it into paid workspace offerings. Chat will be available in Gmail and as a standalone app. Users migrating from Hangouts will retain conversations, contacts, and saved history. Initially, Chat and Hangouts will coexist. Then in Q2 2021, all workspace customers will be migrated to Chat Preferred unless opted out of by admins. By late 2021, Chat Preferred will be the default with no opt-out option. Google will provide at least 4 weeks' notice before each phase of the Great Chat Migration. And finally, Snap launched several new features in Snapchat this week. The company launched its first local lens in Snapchat that allows for persistent, shareable augmented reality experiences, the first one being called City Painter. This allows for creating virtual graffiti murals in areas around London's Carnaby Street. The company also launched a lens to take advantage of the LiDAR sensor on forthcoming iPhone Pro models that will let Snapchat place items in a scene at different depths or go behind real objects. And the company introduced Snapchat Sounds on iOS, letting users add song clips to snaps and stories. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.